Real Country 92.1. It's Hank FM. You and me, KB, 7:10 on a Tuesday morning. And Ms. Marlee in my right hand, straight from the home office in Rio Vista, Texas this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our Tuesday Top 10. Top 10 signs that it's fall, .. in Texas. Because as we know, yes, there's high school football games.
Tell by the weather.
There's foliage changes. But all those are classic universal signs. But here in Texas, here we go. Special top 10 signs that it's fall in Texas. Here we go.
Number 10.
Big Tex is upright for the Great State Fair.
Absolutely.
But he's still wearing his summertime Speedo. Number nine. It's that time of year when the foliage around here turns from brown to brown, really.
Number eight.
It's still hot enough that Hank fans are volunteering to be this week's item for Thursday morning's Will It Float. Isn't that amazing? 8:10 Thursday, by the way, right here on this very channel.
Number seven.
That was a free plug. Number seven, sign you can tell it's fall in Texas. Well, you can see it's fall. That's when all the abandoned circuit cities by you flip over into those Halloween stores.
Number six.
They never tore down the circuit cities after all those. They must have known it was going to happen.
Number six.
Yeah, the days are shorter, yet the show seems longer.
Number five.
A sign that it's fall in Texas. Marlee is figuring out this time of year how to fit 4 months left of vacation days into 3 months left in the year.
Number four.
KB goes from sort of pale and scrawny back to really pale and scrawny.
Number three.
Kenny Chesney. Oh, we talked about the big announcement this morning. Kenny Chesney even getting into it. He switched from being lathered in sun tanning oil to lathered in pumpkin spice.
Number two.
You like that a little too much over there.
Number two
sign. Hey, you got to apply sunscreen to your jack-o'-lanterns.
What's that mean?
Number one sign that it's fall in Texas. I don't know. I guess we'll see in about a month. Hey, there we go. Thank you very much to the writing staff and all those involved. Coming up, That Ain't My Twitty next.
It's KB and Marlee, 92.1 Hank FM.